From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The number of migrants crossing illegally into Hungary dropped sharply Tuesday. It was the first day for Hungary's strict new laws punishing people who entered the country illegally. Meanwhile, the tide may have turned southward. A number of migrants were seen entering Croatia from Serbia Tuesday. Serbia says it is not able to handle the large numbers of migrants gathered along its borders. Serbian Interior Minister Debojca Stefanovic expressed frustration over the crisis.
Serbia didn't blame anyone for this crisis. We didn't create the crisis. And our job is to make, of course, the Serbia as safe as possible, but also to care about these people and show that we are humane enough.
In Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called for a special summit to address the migrant crisis and urged European solidarity. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Russian military aid to Syria could serve to make the conflict in that country worse. Kerry spoke Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. At a White House press briefing, Press Secretary Josh Earnest repeated the U.S. position that Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is what he called a losing bet. A civilian member of the United Nations mission in the Central African Republic has been accused of sexual misconduct. It is the 17th such allegation in the past 17 months involving UN peacekeepers. Victims of the abuse have been as young as 11. The UN mission, known as MINUSCA, said Tuesday the latest accusation centers on an incident that occurred Saturday. This is VOA News. Kenya's National Commission on Human Rights is accusing police and security forces of numerous rights violations, including murder and torture, in that country's ongoing fight against terrorism. The commission said in a new report Tuesday that the human rights violations are widespread, systematic, and well-coordinated. A UN special investigator is warning Burundi could slip back into open warfare unless the international community takes preventative action. Lisa Schlein reports.
Pablo de Greiff, a UN special investigator on mass violations, says Burundi has turned away from the peaceful path it had followed since the 2000 Arusha agreement that ended the country's civil war. He says the government of President Pierre Nkurunziza is no longer attempting to build a society based on the rule of law, and that the tradition of impunity from past decades has become further entrenched and is being used as a tool of repression and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A new report on aging populations finds that the care and respect African cultures have traditionally shown older people may be endangered by a coming population increase. The group Help Age International says now is the time for Africa to plan for larger populations of older people. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday warned North Korea against engaging in what he called irresponsible provocations. The White House issued the statement after North Korea warned that it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States, quoting now, at any time.
The position of the United States, and this is a position that is shared by countries around the world, including significant players in the region, that we will not accept North Korea as a nuclear state.
Josh Earnest. Two political novices, real estate mogul Donald Trump and former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, topped the latest survey as the choice of U.S. Republicans for the party's 2016 presidential nomination. As the 16-candidate Republican field gets set for another round of debates Wednesday night, the CBS New York Times poll released on Tuesday shows Trump with 27% support nationally and Carson trailing with 23%. None of a large group of current and former governors and senators seeking the nomination reached double-digit figures in the poll that was conducted in the last few days. Thai police have, for the first time, publicly linked last month's bombing in Bangkok to China's Uyghur minority group. Investigators said Tuesday they believe the bombing of the Bangkok shrine was a revenge attack carried out by human traffickers who smuggled Uyghurs through Thailand. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.